How do I align my heart and soul to create passive income streams in alignment with my Dharma? I'm Christelle Arcucci, the Soul Purpose Oracle. Allow yourself to settle into your seat. Feel your feet, feel your hips, feel your body, feel your breath. For those of you who may not be familiar with the word Dharma, it can be translated as purpose or soul calling. Discerning what your Dharma is something that often creates intense anxiety for people. And the reason that happens is because they focus on the doing, what they are doing. Am I doing the one and only thing I was brought here on planet Earth to do? Which puts an enormous amount of pressure. So the first piece is that Dharma is first and foremost a state of being. When you are in a state of truth, of love, of alignment, you are serving your Dharma. The doing, in essence, doesn't matter if you are in the state of being who you are on a soul level. And the doing lines up with the being. So begin there with letting go of the belief that your Dharma is something you do and you have to get it right or you're wasting your life. Being, 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 being. So when you are in a powerful state of being and continuing to realign and come into the powerful state of being, then you attract incredible opportunities and you attract ways of creating, of being of service that are beyond your imagination. So the key here is the piece of embodying your soul truth and doing whatever you need to do to get into that state of being. But wait a minute. I just said that it wasn't about doing. It isn't about the job. That isn't the doing. Doing what brings your being into a state of alignment is breathing, is moving, is taking care of your body, is eating nourishing foods, is being around people that you love. So that is the doing that helps you be in the present state of being. Then, in that powerful place of I am of service simply through my being, then you take aligned action in being service in your community. Who can I serve today? How can I help? What am I excited about? What lights me up? What's the thing that I'm afraid that I can never do, but my heart has been longing to do since I was a child? Do those things, not in denial of taking care of your basic needs, but coming into that powerful state of being, doing the jobs that you need to do to get to your place, to get yourself into a place of not just surviving, yet thriving, and then continue to cultivate your state of being and being open and honest with yourself about what you really want, and then do that. Marry the intelligence of your mind and the intuition of your soul, and show up in service to the awakening of humanity, and doing that by fully and freely taking care of yourself. And use your body's inherent lie detector test to help you know when you're out of alignment.